No.
I'll try and do that for the next meeting as well. So if you check in with, there's a shared project documents folder. And it should be in there.
On the what? Oh, project documents. Yeah,
Project
yeah, yeah.
documents.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll put it in.
Okay. Yeah.
Just if I send you an email on it, will you let me know what's happening?
Yes, I
Okay.
think so.
I'll do that next time. I'll act as secretary for this meeting and just take notes as we go through, and then I'll send them to you after the meeting. The main focus of this meeting is your presentations that you've been preparing during the time. So we'll go through each of you one by one. Then we need to briefly discuss the new project requirements that were sent to us. I
Yeah,
think
the last minute, yeah.
the last minute,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but we can see how that affects what
Yeah.
you were doing. And then we need to, by the end of the meeting, come to some kind of decision on who our target group's going to be and what the functions of the marketing group. That's the main goal, is to come up with those two things, target group and functions of the marketing group. And we've got 40 minutes to do that in. So I would say
Tar
yeah.
target groups, what does that mean?
It's who it is that we're going to be trying to sell this thing to.
Okay.
So we need to have a fairly defined group that we want to focus on, and then look at the functions of the marketing group itself. So with that, I think it's best if I hand over to you, Vanessa. Does anyone have a preference for going first?
Okay.
Okay, so we need to unplug my laptop and plug in yours. So you will just appear there.
So from the
If we start to make it easier, would you actually mind emailing me your presentations once we, you don't have to
Okay,
fire
yeah,
up
I'll see.
once
Okay.
we go back, just so that I don't have to scribble everything down.
With regard to the working design of this remote control, I've identified a few basic components of the remote, and from the functional design perspective, we can now know what exactly the components are and how they work together with each other. So this is the method that I'll mostly be following in my role, the identification of the components, since I'm dealing only with the technical aspects, I would need feedback from the marketing person and from the user interface person. We'll then integrate this into the product design at a technical level and basically update and come up with a new design, so it's a cyclical process. Okay, so these were the basic findings from today. The last three bullets have been integrated from the last minute email. I just quickly jotted them down. So basically, as I told you, the identification of how the remote control works and what are the various parts to it, and what are the different processes and how the parts communicate with each other. Okay, so the email said that teletext is now outdated, so we need to do away with that functionality of the remote control. Also, the remote control should be used only for television because incorporating other features makes it more complex. And the reason why teletext is outdated because of internet and availability of internet over television. However, our remote control will only be dealing with the use for television in order to keep things simple. Also, the management wants that our design should be unique. So it should incorporate color and the slogan that our company has it as its standard. Okay, so here is a functional overview of the remote control. There's basically an energy source at the heart, which feeds into the chip and the user interface. The user interface communicates with the chip. So, please go over to the. So, if this is our energy source, then this is a cell. It communicates, it feeds energy into the. Which basically finds out how to do everything. There's a user interface here. So when the user presses a button, it feeds into the chip, and the chip then generates a response and takes the response to an infrared terminal, which then, so the output of the chip is an infrared bit code, which is then communicated to the remote site, which has an infrared receiver. There can be a bulb here or something to indicate whether the remote is on or communicating. So these are the essentials. So all the functionality of the remote control, whatever new functions that we need to do, make the chip more complicated. So, in my personal preferences, I'm hoping that we can keep the design as simple and clear as possible. This would help us to upgrade our technology at a future point of time. And also, if we can incorporate the latest features in our chip design so that our remote control does not become outdated soon. And it's compatible with most televisions. That's about it. So
thanks.
Anything that you would like to know, or
do you have any idea about costs at this point?
No, I don't have any idea about what each component costs.
Is that something we need to consider? I guess if we're using more advanced technology, it might.
Certainly, yeah. So that, yeah, we definitely need to operate within our constraints.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I do not have any data, so I just identified the functional components.
That's
fine.
Any more questions from the room, or should we just skip straight to the next one and then we can discuss all of
them? I think we need like some general discussion at the end, probably. Yeah. Yeah, I think since we were discussing some design issues, then I would like to continue. Okay, yeah. Thanks. Okay, I hope, right? Should it just... There's just nothing. Oh, right. Okay. Nothing. Okay, something is coming up. No signal? Why?
Maybe again?
Oh, my computer went blank now. Interesting. But I don't see anything. I don't see anything on my computer now. This is the problem, but. Listen. And now it's okay. No? No. Okay. Okay, that's fine. That's good. Okay, let's start from the beginning. So I'm going to speak about technical functions design, just like some first issues that came up. Okay, so the method I was adopting at this point, it's not for the whole period of the project, but it's just at this very moment. My method was to look at other remote controls, so mostly just by searching on the web and to see what functionality they used. And then after having got this inspiration and having compared what I found on the web, just to think about what the user really needs and what the user might desire as additional functionalities. And yeah, and then just to put the main function of the remote control in words. So the findings were that the main function of the remote control is just sending messages to the television set. So this is quite straightforward. And some of the main functions would be switching on, switching off. Then the user would like to switch the channel, for example, just changing to the next channel to flip through all of the possible channels. Or then the other possibility would be that she might just want to choose one particular channel, so we would need the numbers. And also the volume is very important. I also okay. Among the findings, I found that most of the presently available remote controls also include other functionalities in their design, like operating a VCR, but they don't seem to be able to deal with DVD players. But then there are many other functions that could possibly be added to them. But according to the last minute update, actually, we do not want to have all these complicated functions added to our design. So my personal preferences would be to keep the whole remote control small, just like the physical size. And then it must be easy to use, so it must follow some conventions, like whereabouts you find the on-off button, and maybe the color tends to be red or something. Then, yeah, the must-have buttons would be on-off, and then the channel numbers, and then the one that allows us to go to the next or the previous channel, and then volume has to be there. But then other functionalities. It could be just there could be a menu button, and you could change things on the screen. Then, for example, brightness and similar functions could be just done through the menu. And yeah, the last question I had about whether we wanted to incorporate more functionalities, the answer was already no because of the last minute update. So for the time being, that's all. If you have questions. Yeah, and also it's the question is because there are so many different there are so many different things that could possibly be included, because besides video and DVD, there are the video CDs and whatever, so it might be problematic to to choose between all these possible things.
So at this stage, how we go about implementing those buttons, we will not identify, or I mean, we can completely do away with buttons and have some kind of a fancy user interface or something like that. But is there any thoughts on that?
Well, I think the buttons are still kind of the most easy for the user to use. I mean, what other options would you have? A little screen or something, but this would be really kind of, I think, a lot of learning for the user, and I mean, the user just wants to get a result quickly, not to spend time in like giving several orders. I don't know. I think I would think the buttons, but if you have other proposals.
Costs will also play a big role when we come to know about them.
Yeah.
So we can probably wait until we have more knowledge on that.
Yeah.
If the costs allow, we can have like an LCD display, and because we do want something fancy and fashionable as well.
Mm-hmm. Am I going in the right direction? No. Wait. Okay, here it comes. Okay, here you are. Oh, that's very good, very interesting.
So if you need to have a target group, I think as far as the motto of our company is concerned, if you want to have something sleek and good looking, we are better off targeting a younger audience than people who are comparatively elderly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is that it didn't say.
But the survey did say that things like voice recognition are more popular with them. So if you want to put in something stylish, then it will certainly be more popular with younger people as compared to older
Yeah.
people.
Then again, I guess the where it was most popular was the 15 to 25 bracket.
Right.
And I don't know how often they're buying
Right.
television.
Well, that's when you go to uni, isn't it? So
But you don't have much money.
Yeah. Yeah, you share a television or something,
Yeah,
yeah.
that 25 to 35 when people are really moving out and they've got their first job and they want their last toys and
Yeah.
But still, if you can go back to that slide and
Oh,
how popular
sorry,
was
we
it?
unplugged it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. If you can just look it up on your computer,
Yeah.
people between 25 to 35, how popular was
70 something.
It was 70 something,
That is
yeah.
still quite popular
Yeah.
amongst them. Even they are 76.
Say that just costs more than a car.
Right.
But you know, so I mean, like
Yeah, this is not unaffordable, but the problem is whether people need it, whether they do have a TV to use it for. Yeah. Common, the students, yeah, this too, yeah, and the remote control might not, yeah, it might not even function with the old TV. Yeah, we're still, yeah. Or maybe we can just kind of. Yeah, but at the same time, I think maybe we can just decide to have both of these groups as our target, because actually, I mean, they are all still young people. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Frequently do we use it anyway, and
Yeah.
how good is it? You know, voice recognition software are still quite.
And
representative things they like, but it's going to be quite limited if we're just saying the main things people want to do is on,
yeah.
off,
Yeah.
25,
Yeah.
Right.
louder.
So.
That should be relatively simple.
Okay.
You're making the equivalent, do you know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, when you say change. Been said quite a lot on TV, so maybe like, you know, roommates. I mean, how often do people say roommates on TV? Because I only watch Charmed, so really often. But like, say, just say remote 5, remote 10, remote 49.
Okay. So it seems
Yeah.
like a feasible thing to implement.
But maybe we can look
For
into
some
that
people.
just to check. So if we go for the 15 to 35 age group.
Yeah, but
And then we present it then to anyone who's older than 35 who wants to look young and hip and trendy,
yeah, sure.
you know,
Yeah.
they'll still go for the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now the voice recognition, if it works wonderfully, we could possibly do away with all buttons, but I think this is not really the right moment yet, because people are just so used to buttons, and yeah, it's kind of safer, so we need both. So the voice recognition would be just an extra. It wouldn't really reduce the size of the remote.
What I was thinking is that there is this separation between what the channels are on TV and how they are numbered on the remote control. If we can do away with that, our product can be really popular, in the sense that a person can say, I want to watch ITV1, instead of saying that I want to go on channel number 45.
Yeah,
Yeah, so if something like that can be
So that if
incorporated,
that was in the
some kind
voice
of.
recognition, that
Yeah,
would be
but
great.
then the category would be even more important, because I mean Sky advertise on every channel. You know, so then it would be you'd be watching Charmed, and then if the Sky advert would come on and it would change to
Watch
Sky.
Sky and your
Yeah,
Yeah.
and that
Yeah.
would be really annoying.
Right.
But that's
Yeah,
what we
but
do.
on the other hand, remote control is close to you. You probably might just speak into it, and the TV would be already farther away, so it might not pick up the things coming from there.
So you have to have the remote control. It's more like you've lost them, it's down the same as it didn't even yell at them. They'll just change it, you can upgrade it.
Yeah, but then the remote control, I think, I mean, the idea is kind of, it's not that it's sitting there on top of the television, because then you could already yell at the television, and you wouldn't need the remote control. So the remote control is still something you keep near yourself.
Yeah, and it might become very difficult from a distance or.
No, but I was just defending the fact why we want to keep the remote control close to us and not to yell at it from the distance. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. The major ones, yeah. Yeah. Did you find it? It's just, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so we'll just put them I there. Yeah, we won't even. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Something conceptual, yeah. Sorry, but the next meeting, are we going to have it right after lunch, or shall we prepare our to prepare. Okay, yeah, that's good. Okay. Cool. Okay. See you.